Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ City Session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 6, Episode 24 of the This Daily Study Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as it is Monday and we're back into our regular routine that we are not actually covering the Come Follow Me materials today just because it gives me time to study them and to reflect a bit more on them before I start recording podcasts of them through the week. But on Monday we have an opportunity to I have an opportunity to share something throughout the previous week or so that I've studied separate to the Come Follow Me materials, whether it be a general conference talk or something from the Liahona or something else, just in general, you know, it could be anything. Or, like today, something specific that I've been studying about recently, which I've wanted to, that I'm able to share once a week on Monday. Now, if you remember back, obviously there's a little bit of a break in the middle somewhere because we went away on holiday, but I've been studying Doctrine and Covenants 109 as invited by President Nelson in the previous General Conference. And I'm going to start sharing from verse 44. We'll see if we get through to the end today in this third part, or otherwise we might have a fourth part next week. But what I like in verse 44 is that obviously, before I read it, this is obviously in the context of Kirtland, Ohio. So the saints have been driven out from the societies or kind of gathered together from the societies that they were previously living in and are now living in this place in Kirtland. Now, we know this is all before Missouri. This is all before Nauvoo. And so what's about to be read is quite interesting because it says here, just before verse 44, about how all the people that are kind of going against them, or, you know, the mobs it refers to, and individuals that are, you know, challenging the saints, that they may be protected. Now, obviously, at this time, there was two kind of congregations. There was a congregation of saints in Kirtland, Ohio, and there was a congregation in Jackson County. And there's a lot of challenge and difficulty taking place in Missouri. We read that in verse 47, but in verse 44 it says this: "But thy word must be fulfilled. Help thy servants to say, with thy grace assisting them, thy will be done, O Lord, not ours." This is such a powerful message, and one which I think that is a difficult one. It is a very difficult one to say, particularly when things are going wrong or there's a challenge in our lives which we hope will go away quickly, but to completely submit ourselves to the will of the Lord and say, thy will be done, is such a challenging thing to do because we might not like what the Lord's will is. We might not like the outcome of the situation that we're going through. It reminds me of the talk given by Elder Bednar where he shares how he gave a priesthood blessing to a young couple where the husband had just been diagnosed with cancer and they'd only been married, I think it was a case of several months, if not just a couple of years. A very short amount of time, basically. I think it was months. And they ask him for a blessing, and in the blessing he is prompted to say that rather than that he'll be healed or that, you know, all of what they want will be given to them, he said about them having the faith not to be healed, or for him not to be healed, rather than having the faith that he can be healed. And I think that is such a huge, and obviously that hits home, that message, particularly with that context with me and our family, with our son who has gone through almost three and a half years of treatment for leukemia. He is now out of that treatment stage. We're still obviously now waiting and hoping and praying that all goes well over the next, you know, 6 months or so, that there's no relapse or repercussions with coming off that treatment. But it is something which can be challenging to say. And I think that that to be able to have this here. And in verse 50 as well, this is the other thing I wanted to share. It says, "Have mercy, O Lord, upon the wicked mob who have driven thy people, that they may cease to spoil, that they may repent of their sins, if repentance is to be found." Again, just this idea. And you can see it here that the saints, I mean, obviously this is directed and inspired by the Lord, so it's not surprised that it is a message full of justice, because it then does say in verse 51, "But if they will not make bare thine arm, O Lord, and redeem that which did which thou disappoint Zion unto thy people. So there is this idea of, well, if they won't repent and stop and, you know, turn away from the wickedness that they're doing, then may there be justice if that continues. But if they do, then please welcome them, forgive them, and have mercy on them, even though they've done all these things to the saints. I think it's just a wonderful, inspirational message about mercy and forgiveness, and hope for the people that even is, or that even are, challenging them. And then this theme of mercy continues, and love in verse 54. Have mercy, O Lord, upon all the nations of the earth. Have mercy upon the rulers of our land. May those principles which were so honourably and nobly defended, namely the constitution of our land by our fathers, be established forever. Again, this idea that rulers of the land, rulers of nations, may find peace. There is a great message and a hope for peace here, which I think is such a powerful thing. I'm going to stop there because it's quite a good kind of spot to stop, because then it goes into kind of another kind of topic which I want to address when we go through this in the last episode, because I think that will probably then bring us to the end, but we'll see. It is quite a long chapter, but there's lots in there to kind of reflect on and think on. So thank you so much for sharing this time with us today, and join us tomorrow as we dive into Alma chapter 5. And until we meet again.